from KLW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is writer Jerry Thompson. Hey, Jerry.
Janae, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Jerry is co-editor of the book Berkeley Noir, and right now we're going to hear his great art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is the 1994 film, The Last Seduction. The noir erotic thriller is about a wife who is unhappily married and works as a telemarketing manager in New York City. Her husband is trained to be a doctor, but he owes a lot of money to a loan shark. So she convinces him to sell stolen pharmaceutical cocaine to drug dealers, and then she steals the money. Okay, Jerry, the drama.
Well, for me, during this COVID-19 period, it's been all about trying to find a way to feel good. And in order for me to feel good, I identified some of the main things that have been blocking me from that was deception, denial. In this particular movie, these characters are fabulously stuck in denial and intent on trying to find a way to feel good. And they're trying to find a way out, like we all are, trying to find a way out. And so that's why I chose The Last Seduction.
That's The Last Seduction. Your next pick is the 2001 French film, Sur Mes Lèvres, or in English, Read My Lips. Carla is a nearly deaf woman and secretary who is bullied at her job and overworked, so she hires an assistant, Paul, who's an ex-con, and she's attracted to his rebellious spirit, and he convinces her to help him rob a nightclub. Okay, another mental escape, Jerry.
this time, the character has another level of resistance. You know, she has to read lips, and ultimately, it's the thing that saves all of them in the end. And frame by frame, word by word, scene by scene, it just blows me away, because you feel you're all the characters in this movie. You take this ride, and you're not quite sure you're going to get out at the other end, but you do. And that's what we want. We want to get past this COVID-19. We want to break out and kind of party, basically.
That's the French film, Read My Lips. And your final pick is Choose Me, the 1984 comedy and drama. It has a lot going on. It's about love and sex in L.A. during the 80s. Mickey is released from a mental hospital. He falls in love with a bar owner and former call girl named Eve. Eve is sleeping with the bartender and a wealthy married man that she's been having an affair with. She calls a radio host, Dr. Nancy Love, for advice. And Dr. Nancy Love actually answers Eve's ad for a roommate, but doesn't reveal her true identity and just watches Eve go through her love drama. I was excited to see that Luther Vandross and Teddy Pendergrass did some of the music. Okay, so Jerry, 80s, sex, lies, deception, affairs.
From the very first frame, when Teddy Pendergrass song comes on, you're just seduced into it. What I'm going for. When I'm at the house and the windows are shut, you want to just kick back. Luther Vandross comes on and it's a love fest. Ultimate noir setup, characters pretending to be one thing and turning out that it's something else. All the roles are flipped, and ultimately they're all trying to find love. And it's just wonderful to feel you're part of this story.
That's the film Choose Me, and make sure to check out Canopy because you may be able to see some of these films that we talked about for free online. Look for Canopy also through your local library. I've been speaking with writer Jerry Thompson. Make sure to get his book that he co-edited, Berkeley Noir, which is really, really juicy. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linus Goodman and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.